So tonight we have our class 5, which is on chapters 8 and 9 of this beautiful Madhav Mahotsav. Somebody may ask or wonder, is this just some kind of beautiful poetry, kind of like springing from the imagination of a very beautiful poet? And the answer is that actually, no. This is something that was composed by Srila Jiva Goswami at the request of Srila Rupa Goswami after he had shared this pastime in a very summarized form in his book called Dan Kelly Kumodi. He requested Jiva Goswami to write this account of this amazing pastime. So it's more like you could think it's like somebody writing poetically about some kind of an event that they attended, that they had seen, that they had understood and perceived, and they wanted to share it with everybody else. So before starting tonight's chapters, I would also like to bring back into our memory, back into our recollection, the whole of our magnificent account that we have shared together by sharing a few highlights for our benefit. So in our first class, we heard how Radha was missing Krishna. And she was sitting in a mango grove along with her friends. And then Nandamukhi arrived. And Nandamukhi described Krishna in her conversation. She said, "I saw his unprecedented sweet form. I was unable to properly glorify him because he can only be praised as unapproachable by words or the senses. He alone can make himself known. Such qualities as his appear nowhere else." And then Nandamukhi told Radha that he who you are worshipping, who gives meaning to your name of Radha, he for whom you are drenching yourself in tears of love, he who undergoes forest life and great austerities only for you, is truly incomparable. And then Purnamasi made a prediction. She said that the sweetness of Radha will be revealed in a great festival undertaken by Krishna and his friends. This festival is the destroyer of deepest darkness, the destroyer of all lamentation. It establishes the goal of worship for all of the devas, and it gives an auspicious lineage and protects the spiritual path. It protects the night. It protects the wealth of the house. It protects the universe. This festival illuminates Vraj, inspires poets, and gives splendor to the rays of light. So this was Purnamasi's prediction of what this Abhishek for Srimati Radharani would be like. Then we heard also how Radha and her friends went to meet Krishna. But when they arrived, they heard some terrible news. Padma, who was boldly picking the flowers from Radha's garden, spoke about how Krishna wanted to crown Chandravali instead. And Radha's pure love for Krishna, it manifests in a mood of transcendental man or like anger. And she went home and she didn't want to speak to anyone, and all the Sakis were very upset. Then Krishna heard this news and he sent Vrinda to talk to the girls because he wanted to tell Radha. Krishna said, "Oh Sakhi, this whole forest belongs to Radha. These pleasurable activities are Radha's. My soul belongs to your friend Radha. Everything on earth exists and belongs to her." Then Purnamasi came and she brought Radha out of her mood and assured her that the festival to crown her as Queen of Vrindavan was definitely going ahead. Then we heard about the Adivas, or the night before, the day before, the festivities that inaugurate this special occasion. And then last night we heard about the Abhishek festival itself. Vrinda welcomed Radha and she said, "Oh Radha, this house of creepers, the forest flower palace, is splendid with all its flowers, its new shoots, and its swarms of bees. It has many trees, it has gardens, it has a jeweled floor, and it has many types of courtyards and arches over the entrances. And it has four huge doors in each direction and six high surrounding rooms on every side. And long before I made this beautiful creeper house just for you." We also heard that when Chaya, the sun god's wife, recommended that Radha should become queen of the whole universe, at Purnamasi's instigation, Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, explained to Chaya how all inconceivable powers and all spiritual love are certainly eternally present in Vrindavan. And in that place, Radha is completely qualified to receive the Abhishek. So she glorified Vrindavan and honored Radha beyond the idea of being the queen of the universe as being the queen of Vrindavan. The honor is befitting her. Then the Abhishek began, and Lalita told Radha to be very alert. And Krishna, when he saw them talking, he said, "Oh no, my good fortune will come in a very long time." Lalita said, "If Krishna comes and glances at you with desire or appears in front of you, he will make your eyes swim. You will lose all thoughts of everything that is going on. So when Shyam tries by his glances to cut you to pieces, you should pierce him with the arrow of your counter glances. I know that this is your desire. There should be no hesitation in doing this. And if there is, then I will solve the problem. So Krishna thought, oh no, bold Lalita is advising Radha. But this Abhishek was something so supremely glorious as the great ocean, the vast ocean, the milk ocean, is the resting place of Lord Narayan. The Abhishek of Radha is the ocean of love for Krishna. Then when the bathing ceremony was complete, Purnamasi said, the light rays of the Abhishek of Radha, the jewel of light of the rising moon, will spread incomparable glory to Vrindavan, Gokul, and the whole earth. When glory is given to deserving candidates, the universe becomes joyful. So now, let us hear tonight about how Radha is now anointed with royal attire and a very special throne. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nevishesha Sunyavadi Peskatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyam, Namo Namaha. Now that the Abhishek was complete, the Sakhis waited for the order from Purnamasi to begin to dry Radha's body. Then they surrounded Radha on all sides and they looked like a ring around the moon. When Radha and Krishna meet, even the blinking of their eyes becomes like a kalpa, an unlimited amount of time. So this screen produced by the gopis became an obstacle as formidable as a mountain. So Krishna could not see Radha when she was being attended to, and Radha could not see Krishna at this time. Within that screened-off area, the gopis illuminated Radha with their own effulgence. And Radha, now separate from her elders, gave them the blessings of her glances. They removed the cloth and the ornaments from the Abhishek, and they gave her a fresh dry cloth, and Radha, with eyes like blossoming lotuses, accepted it. She put on a delicate black bodice tinted with musk and scented with perfume, and a new cloth with a swan design upon it. And those swans, they seemed to come alive with the cooing sound made by the tinkling bells around her waist. Then, after drying her hair, they very carefully bound it with a string of jasmine flowers, and they decorated her with an abundance of forest flowers, which made her look like the goddess of the forest. When the screen of gopis was finally removed, Radha looked like an excellent performing artist, attracting everyone with her beauty. It was not surprising that both Radha and Krishna gazed at each other in astonishment. Then the heavenly ladies, who were still present, they praised her and they performed their own aarti ceremony using their chintamani gems and the glow from those gems as their offering. And they circled her with the jewels as well as their eyes. Then there was a giving of gifts. Radha had left the bathing throne and she had now proceeded to another throne where, in her new role as queen, she wanted to give out some gifts. First, and as Guru Dakshin, she gave Purnamasi an exquisite little box made of buds with Purnamasi's name engraved upon it, which was full of beautiful flowers. And then, although she could easily satisfy them simply with the jewel of her affection, she gave those Vedic brahmacharis who chanted mantras and took part in the Abhishek, she gave them a multitude of precious jewels, as many as they could carry. And then, seeing Krishna's Brahmin friend, Madamangal, playing with a jeweled ball, Radha had her sakis ask, "O Brahmin boy, what is your desired gift?" Folding his hands very respectfully to the queen, Madhu said, "Please give me your most valuable treasure." Bound by this request, Radha frowned. And then, taking a garland, she said, "Madhu, take your gift." And he took Krishna. Embracing him around his neck, Madhu began to wildly dance in such a funny way that Krishna also seemed to be dancing. Then in exchange for her gifts, the elders gave blessings. Directed by Purnamasi, the chief of the elders gave her this blessing. They said, "Radha, please enjoy the forest of Vrindavan, served by Purnamasi." Then Radha gave her first command. She said, "Let all prisoners or bound creatures become liberated or freed." When Radha gave this order, an astonishing thing happened. hearing this blessing of liberation, the gopis, bound by love to Radha, began to shiver in fear. They did not want to be released from their bondage. And Krishna immediately became bound up. Although Radha's order was meant to relieve her kingdom of any burden, the exact opposite thing happened. The trees began to increase their burden of honey and flowers. The milkless cows began to give milk, and the crops spontaneously grew. Previously, when Krishna was crowned as Govinda in a royal abhishek, Vrindavan became extremely beautiful. But now, at Radha's abhishek, the beauty became overwhelming. Then the Devata ladies, seeing Radha and her beauty, her simple forest flower beauty, they wanted to dress and ornament her. They were so attracted and longing for this service. So Radha followed Purnamasi into the central chamber of the spring forest cottage where Purnamasi had her worship Lord Vishnu. The heavenly ladies laughed and Krishna smiled with embarrassment, because after all, who is she worshipping? She's worshipping Lord Vishnu, and Krishna is the eternal form from whom Lord Vishnu comes. So they thought that it was quite sweet to see her worshipping Lord Vishnu when actually she's worshipping Krishna. Radha then worshipped Purnamasi. She worshipped Chaya and Sangya and the other demigod ladies. And when the heavenly ladies saw Purnamasi bringing her royal dress and ornaments, they became very eager to dress her. And the Sakis said, "Please bless Radha with your touch." Again, they created a privacy wall all around her. All the gopis came very tightly surrounding Radha, while Sangya, the daughter of Vishvakarma, the wife and also the wife of the sun god, she began to dry Radha's hair and very, very gently with a very fine cloth. She was touching Radha's hair and drying it with great care. And then she began to separate the strands of her hair using the side of a jeweled comb. And then, with great love and attention, she braided Radha's hair. And she decorated the braid with gems and flowers. And when she placed a peacock feather at the base of her braid, this sealed Krishna's heart with love. Then Chaya, her co-wife, she finished taking care of Radha's hair by placing a beautiful crown on her head, which possessed the light of the sun and the moon. And then she said, "Later, I will apply tilak." In the kingdom of Radha's beauty, Srila Jiva Goswami tells us, in the kingdom of Radha's beauty, all her golden ornaments attain their glory in association with her beauty. when the ornamentation of the Devata ladies was complete, they offered Radha a jeweled mirror in which her image was reflected. The gopis cleverly arranged that Krishna's face would also appear in that mirror, and receiving Krishna's association through the reflection of the mirror, Radha became very, very happy. Then, seeing so many of her friends present, Radha wanted to give every one of them some ornaments, and she did so. The poets and the reciters who attended this grand festival then began to glorify her. They sang so many beautiful verses and songs. They said, "O Queen of Govinda's kingdom, you give glory to the moon, Krishna. You are the crest jewel of the earth, and you mercifully wear these jewels, crown, jewelry. You wear these jewels just so that we can glorify your beauty." They sang, "May Radha, whose beauty increased from the Abhishek and attainment of lordship, who sits on the attractive in the attractive grove in the forest, who is become dazzling by heaps of jewels, by the beauty of the moon of Hari's face, and by the consequent expressions of ecstasy, may she bestow protection on all of us." They sang on the occasion of the installation of Radha to fulfill Krishna's desire. Radha now proceeded, spreading her radiance everywhere. So after they sang, Radha rewarded them for their singing, and then she went to this very special place that Vrinda had showed her when she first brought her into this beautiful, astonishing flower palace. She went to the place called the Sarvabhauma Griha. This was a very special place. Blooming champak trees, entwined with jasmine creepers, welcomed Radha. The moon and the stars shone through the jasmine lattice work that conquered the beauty of the city gates. And swarms of bees from all directions flew to that thick vegetation and covered it, and which was covered with a variety of colorful flowers. Thinking that this Sarvabhauma Griha was a jeweled plateau where the floors were tiled in gems, caused the Malaya breezes, which were loaded with colorful fragrant pollen, to spread the floor with the pollen, the fragrant pollen, just like dust. Manifesting all these perfect qualities, this place gave the utmost pleasure to Radha and Krishna. And seeing the assembly hall decorated with the beauty of the throne, Radha, taking support from Vishakha, manifest ecstatic symptoms for a very long time. This throne was the King of Thrones. It was the throne of kings. It was equipped with a small footstool, which was covered by a tiger skin, and all the paraphernalia of a queen, the perfume and the flasks and the flowers and the caskets and the lotus flowers and the toy flower balls and all the drinks and so on and so forth, which surprised even Radha and Krishna, were all there in their beauty. To satisfy the eyes of everyone, Radha and Krishna entered this hall. And Radha approached this Sarvabhauma Griha and arrived at the throne, which was inside this beautiful floral array of different kinds of fascinating, beautiful arrangements. And although worshipped by the eyes of everybody present, Vrindadevi performed an aarti ceremony using the best of jewels and the greatest devotion. The music doubled in intensity with each evocation of Jai, 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 Jai. The music became more and more and more spirited, causing everybody to shed tears as she ascended to the throne. And holding Lalita's hand, she placed her beautiful foot on the footstool. And each Sakhi desired in their heart to support her as she ascended to the throne in deep bliss. Then Purnamasi herself performed an aarti to the queen of Vrindavan. And Radha gave permission to all the senior worshipable personalities to be seated. And Purnamasi was thinking where to put Krishna. She thought, it's not proper that he should sit on the same seat. She was thinking very carefully. So she gave him a jeweled seat that was so dazzling that it seemed like a royal throne. And although the couple were seated separately, they were very close together and visible to all the people. And then by Purnamasi's mystical arrangement, they themselves and all others believed they were sitting on the same throne. But they weren't. And then all the ornaments, such as the golden scepter that you hold in the hand, all the other ornaments of a queen were given to Radha. And they all took shelter of Radha's beauty. And everyone saw this with their own eyes. Radha looked like the Devata of Mount Meru. This is the demigods, the most beautiful demigods in the most beautiful demigod heavenly place. Just sitting there with sprinkled with drops of water from the Abhishek and bathed in the moonlight. And as they offered the lamps, the flames of the lamps, as they offered the lamps, the flames became brighter and brighter and brighter, and they nourished Radha's radiance. By association with a great person, what wealth of qualities can an object not attain? Now, it was time for Radha to assign all the positions, who would be her government. But she was so shy, she was so gentle and so shy, even though she was sitting with all this magnificence, that Purnamasi thought that maybe Krishna should do that. She said, Lord of the hearts of the inhabitants of Braj, Radha is shy before her elders. Therefore, you should assign the posts to the Sakhis and make her happy. So then Krishna took a glance at Radha, and with her permission, he gave ornaments to each of the gopis and bestowed to each one of them their duties. He said, Lalita, you are the princess of Radha, and your name is Anuradha. In this kingdom, you will offer everything to your leader first for her enjoyment. Then he said, Vishakha, you are the counselor of Radha. You two, Radha and Vishakha, have the same name and the same mind. By the power of your expert counsel, Radha will bestow upon you ever-increasing opulence. In this way, he went round and he gave each of the Sakhis their roles as Radha's representatives. Then, respecting Vrinda and gifting her with the finest ornaments, Krishna gave her the duty of protecting the forests. And then he gave suitable gifts to every living creature in Vrindavan. Just imagine the magnitude. Every living creature, not even just the humans, not even just the children, not even just the animals, every living creature was benefited by this Abhishek. And then Purnamasi said, she spoke to the moving and the non-moving beings of Vrindavan in a very choked voice, and she said, O trees, be satisfied, along with your wives, the creepers. Bestow upon everyone whatever they desire. O best of birds, keep singing. Parrots, keep singing along with the bees. O animals, continue to remain happy and confident. For Radha, served by her Sakhis, has become your queen. She has assumed control over both Vrinda and Krishna. So Radha then performed some worship. The demigoddesses were still there. They praised her more. She could smell the fragrance of Krishna's limbs, and that made her very dizzy. And inwardly she was starting to think, Oh, you protected me from the fire of anger and pride, and you made Shyam install me on the throne. But you have not protected me now from the forest fire of pain arriving from the desire to receive his embrace. Understanding her mind, Lalita and Vishakha desired to rid the place of all these important people. Purnamasi, understanding her intentions, blissfully told the heavenly women and all their associates, You have excellently bathed Radha in this assembly hall, and she has bathed you in streams of beauty and nectar. May she now attain the utmost pleasure. And now you can return to Swargaloka. The heavenly ladies blessed Radha in choked voices, and they said so many prayers, and they appreciated her. And then, accompanied by their retinues, they all departed for their separate realms. Where and how they went was very difficult to ascertain. Then Purnamasi sent a message to Yasoda saying, Radha's Abhishek has been accomplished, and with our supervision, she will spend the night tonight in the forest. So this creeper cottage where Radha became intoxicated with love for Krishna is called Unmad Radhika. And in this place, Radha and Krishna remained. Purnamasi said, I have some personal business that I have to attend to. Until I return, Hari, you must take care of her. And she suddenly disappeared. Now, Krishna looked all around once, looked around here, looked around everywhere. Everyone has gone. And he very quickly approached Radha's throne, and he sat down on her royal throne as the authority over Vrindavan. And Radha, having been enthroned by the Abhishek, drew the bows of her eyebrows. What is this? And the Sakis said, cunning fellow, why do you ascend the throne of our dearest friend? And Krishna said, foolish girls, she has been coronated as my queen. In this way, a quarrel ensued. A divinely beautiful quarrel took place, which cannot be understood by any mortal person. Showing false anger, the gopis wanted to complain to Purnamasi, but Vrindadevi stopped them and made them laugh by saying, it is not necessary to shout any longer. By her own actions, our queen will now subdue this forest lord Krishna and also us. Seeing her indescribable face, Mukunda said, oh beloved, why spoil this most happy moment? He could not recognize her anymore as the same Radha who had just been installed in a royal Abhishek. He didn't see that. He saw Radha. The gopis saw that now Radha was like a Kadamba flower and Krishna was like a bee. The gopis watching this play, they thought to themselves and they said, our friend Radha has overcome an ocean of suffering. She's come here to Krishna's Vrindavan, and with her sweet love, she has quickly and forcefully brought him and the forest completely under her control during this Abhishek ceremony. Srila Jiva Goswami tells us, the young couple, Radha and Madhava, who are the embodiments, they embody all beauty, all youthful playfulness, all good qualities, all types of happiness, the 64 divine arts and the shelter for all devotees. They both accepted lordship over Sri Vrindavan. And then he says, "Oh my heart, oh my friend, do you have any other desire to be fulfilled?" So now, Srila Jiva Goswami will personally end his beautiful poetry, his Mahakavya, his great epic poem. He says, "This work, instructed by my guru, Srila Rupa Goswami, and partially described in the work Dan Kelly Kumudi, has now been completed. With my intelligence far from presenting the details, I cannot even present you a general description. The form of the moon is only manifest in the full moon, and therefore, although I have been given this order, I have not been able to carry it out completely. However, if those who are however, if those who are knowledgeable in rasa in some way taste even a tiny portion of this work which is written by me, my efforts will have borne fruit. Just to be seen by the devotees of Krishna makes one's life successful." And he gives a final blessing. He says, "May Sri Radha, endowed with the most intense bliss, experiencing continuous joy as she tastes the sweetness of the various emotions inspired by her beloved, seated on his lap on the royal throne in the forest of Braja, may she bestow supreme beauty on all of you." And then he humbly submits. He says, "I eternally serve the beautiful Krishna and his servant, Sri Rupa Goswami, who have made my present and future life auspicious, whose precious lotus feet are most worthy of service, and who is a personification of magnanimity, and who bestows their own prema bhakti on me in a shower of mercy." So now we have completed the whole Sri Madhav Mahotsava. And I think that Srila Jiva Goswami must be very pleased with us that we've come together like this to hear about this beautiful coronation ceremony. And I think that also Srila Prabhupada must be very pleased with us to have lent our ears to this festive occasion. And I think that all the Goswamis of Vrindavan, the six Goswamis, who are our only shelter in understanding the Leela of Radha and Krishna correctly, must also be giving us their blessings. And I think that ultimately that divine Queen of Vrindavan, unequivocally Queen of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, who wishes to bestow on us, she wishes to bestow on us the blessing of her service. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Shama Sunda Ki Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.